You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Night two of a back-to-back for the Bucks, posting up in the nation's capital against Chris Middleton and the Washington Wizards. Milwaukee playing shorthanded without the likes of Damian Lillard, Torian Prince, and Bobby Portis. The Bucks would take a 2-0 lead before the Wizards scored 10 of the next 11, a run that was ended by Brook Lopez.
Now he wants to turn the corner, kicks it out to Brook Lopez. Left wing three, got it. Big Michelob Ultra three for Brook Lopez.
Three more for the Wizards, two more for the Bucks.
Giannis mid-post, Koulibaly on him, spins past him, draws some contact, no whistle, doesn't matter. Giannis stuffed it home with two hands.
But the Bucks' offense was sluggish in the opening quarter as the Wizards built a 27-15 lead. Pat Connaughton would score the final bucket of the opening 12 minutes.
Pat has to hurry, three on the shot clock, two, fadeaway, right-hand shot is good. Not quite sure how Pat even got that one off, much less got it to go.
32-19 Wizards after one, Washington 6 of 11 from 3. The Bucks would slowly start chipping away in the second with Giannis scoring 4 straight.
Pat gets it right back. Kuzma turned the corner, leaves it for Giannis, who stuffed it home with 2 hands.
The Wizards would once again surge, building a 14-point advantage until A.J. Green dialed in from deep.
Here comes Rollins, kicks to core in the corner. A.J. Green for 3, and he cashes. Big three by A.J. Green cuts the lead down to 11.
The Bucks would whittle that 14-point deficit to 7 on another three from Lopez.
Green in the front court, nice little crossover, kicks it back out to Brook Lopez, left wide open for 3 on the right wing, and Brook Lopez connects on the triple, and the Bucks have cut the lead down to 7.
The Wizards' lead was reduced to 6 the next time down the floor.
Back come the Bucks. Here comes Rollins, right hand scoop shot is good. All the way to the rim, Ryan Rollins using his athleticism and aggressiveness to get the Bucks within 6, 55 seconds left.
56-50 Washington at the half. The Bucks' only lead of the first half was 2-0, but the tides would turn in the third quarter. An 11-4 Bucks run punctuated by a slam from Giannis and a 61-60 Bucks lead.
Here's a bounce pass ahead. Giannis in transition, still trying to fight with Middleton. Got past him, laid it up and in, and the Bucks lead by one. 61-60, their first lead since 2-0. Trailed by as many as 16 in the second quarter. And Giannis now has 5 points in the quarter, 14 for the game.
Milwaukee stayed on the gas, in slowly building some padding into their advantage.
I thought we were going to get a jump ball situation, but Rollins came away with it. Kuzma for 3 on the other end. He hit it. A Michelob Ultra 3 for Kyle Kuzma, who's starting to heat up against his former team. He's up to 16 points, and the Bucks lead by 5, 67-62.
The lead would increase to 7 on a triple from Rollins.
5 on the shot clock, lobs underneath. Giannis double-teamed, tip it to himself, skips it over. Here's Rollins for 3 at the buzzer. He drilled it in the right corner. Ryan Rollins hits his first Michelob Ultra 3 of the night, and the Bucks lead 72-65.
And then 9 on a 3 from A.J. Green.
Ball on the deck, kicks it out. A.J. Green, straight on 3, good. A.J. Green, his third three of the ball game. He's up to 9 points, and the Bucks lead by 9, 80-71.
Milwaukee would outscore Washington 34-19 in the third quarter and carrying an 84-75 lead into the final period. The lead would swell to 14 on another three from Rollins at the 9:48 mark.
Rollins open in the right corner for 3 in transition, and he drilled it. Rattles home a Michelob Ultra 3. And the Bucks push their lead up to 14, 90-76.
More from Rollins in the fourth.
A single-digit advantage, I should say, with the three. Vucevic has it stripped away, though. Green on the steal. Bucks in transition. Rollins driving left of the lane. Laid it up and in. Counted in a foul on Poole. Transition has been the Bucks' friend tonight. And Ryan Rollins able to get the bucket to go.
99-84 Bucks before the Wizards woke from their second half slumber, and the Bucks offense stalled. Washington exploded with a 17-3 run to draw within one with 101 to play.
Long hesitation, now finally balls up, tapped around, controlled by the Wizards. Middleton gets it right back on the left wing. 7 seconds on the shot clock, fires a three and hits. How many times have we seen that from Chris Middleton? It's a 1-point ball game. 102-101, under a minute to go.
After knocking down a pair of free throws, Brook Lopez then made the defensive play of the night against his former teammate.
Middleton driving past Kuzma, left-hand shot swatted away by Lopez. Brook came in from the weak side and blocked it. Buck Bucks come away with it.
The Bucks were held without a field goal over the final 7 minutes of the game. Clutch free throws down the stretch, enough to earn a 104-101 road win.
And the Bucks, on the second night of a back-to-back, are going to escape Washington with a 104-101 victory. They got it to Chris, and he was trying to tie it against his former team. Couldn't even draw the iron, though. Just off the glass, Trent grabbed the rebound, his sixth of the night. And the Bucks have won their second game out of the All-Star break.
Back-to-back wins on back-to-back nights for the Bucks. Kyle Kuzma paced $5 in double figures with 19. Giannis scored 18 in 19 minutes before fouling out.
I'll take the win. So back-to-back, you know, off a tough one last night. We got in at 3:15 in the morning. You know, Bobby out, Dame out, TP out. We had a lot of guys out. And to win the game, we'll take it.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.